Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially if we get a chance to bring our good friend Doug Stives back on the show. Doug's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, more than 17 years he's been joining us, and he's the original CPA in our Brain Trust, and he's former, I guess maybe still involved in the Kirchen Company accounting firm, but more recently, full-time professor of accounting at Monmouth University. He's our good friend. Doug Stives, welcome back.
Well, good morning. What'd they call you now? Big Head?
That's right. They've always called me that.
And
with claws. I wear an extra large hat. That's right. So it's good to have you back, Doug. Thanks again for all the great years that you've been helping us with our understanding of all things finance in the business. One of the things I want to ask you a quick question about before we get into some of the technical stuff. I said in my previous segment when I was talking about minimum wage that I know what small business financial statements look like. But I'm a piker compared to you because you make your living looking at them. And do you agree with me when I say when the small business owners are hit disproportionately hard when government raises minimum wage, number one, and number two, when they do that, there's no money coming, there's no place to go get the money for that increased minimum wage?
Yeah, and I'll take it a step further, Jim. If some people listening decide, hey, I can't afford that new minimum wage if it passes, and so they're going to lay some people off, then you get whipped another time because then those people go collect unemployment and you're paying for that.
Right. Yeah.
People think that the government pays unemployment. No, they don't. Employers pay for that. Everybody
right.
listening that has employees knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Every quarter or every month you're paying into your state unemployment fund.
Right.
Oh, and disability while you're at it, making
right.
broadening the definition of that.
Right. And your time and if you should have to defend yourself or to take the applicant to deal with their case, you got to take the time to go do that.
Right, and when unemployment soars, what do the states do? They assess the employers. I just got my bill. It wasn't much because I only have one employee in my little LLC. But,
right.
The states don't stomach this. They shouldn't, frankly, but it's the employer who gets whipped for unemployment. And probably a number of people listening this morning have had people that quit, walked out, and they get down and apply for unemployment, and then you got to fight it, and it takes years sometimes. And so you're paying some lawyer or some accountant to represent you in a hearing that you typically lose. It's very frustrating. So,
well, don't you agree that when you hear some of the politicians talking about it, you know, they act like, well, yeah, I mean, you know, just use some of that money you got.
Sure. What's the matter with you? You're wealthy. Remember what they did to us in the last election. If you're a successful businessman,
right.
you're bad.
Right. Yeah.
And that's surfacing
again.
Yeah.
President Obama said I was fortunate.
That's right.
I was
that's
more
right.
fortunate, and I said, yeah. Mr. President Obama, I'm fortunate because I'm an American.
Well,
I'm successful because I worked hard.
He never had a job, so what's he worried about?
So, but I mean, it's troubling to us small business owners out here when people say things like that, and I wanted to get your thoughts on that because I knew that. I mean, you make a living looking at financial statements.
Yeah, and I can argue
you
both
create
sides.
Them.
I can argue both sides. Again, most people listening know someone who is making $7 or $8 an hour, or even
right.
$10 an hour. And I'll tell you what, they're not accumulating much wealth.
They're not, but the point in America is not to think of that as a wage that you want to stay at. You want to
right.
grow. I mean, I started out below minimum wage.
Right, right, right. What, as a radio announcer was that?
I was flipping hamburgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm in the radio and I'm making below it again, yeah. But seriously, it's really troubling for us out here. Because I think, you know, a lot of politicians use corporate America as their yardstick.
Right.
And
right.
they see corporate America doing great, and they say, well, just take some of that money. Well, the truth is, corporate America isn't paying anybody. They have almost no minimum wage people anymore because they're, a lot of the work that they used to have minimum wage workers for, they now contract for that work.
Well, you know, even the government themselves, I remember, I've heard some IRS speakers over the years that try to apologize for some of the bad service we all get when we try to contact the IRS.
Yep.
They said, our budget is so tight, we're required to hire minimum wage people, and the minute somebody offers them another 15 cents an hour, they're gone after we train them.
Mm-hmm.
They're here today, tomorrow
That's
they're
right.
gone because they,
right.
they're down the street working fast food. And the hysteria, Jim, is, I guess you know, up here in the New York area, they're pushing for a minimum wage of $15
yeah.
in fast food.
And they did that in Washington, in Seattle, and it's really played hell with their economy out there. And the companies are closing up out there.
It's
that haven't paid $15 an hour. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, we're going to get a little technical. He's got, Doug Stice has some report for us on a couple of different things that you and I need to know about if we're going to stay out of trouble. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.